down there. And Jordan Crawl made his first appearance of the year on the field instead of in the net.
Yeah.
And that made a big difference in the energy, it looked like, to the soccer team out on the field. A little more aggressive nature.
Yeah,
on
they were a lot more aggressive up front. That's for sure.
Absolutely. As we tune back in here, Centerville's got the ball breaking into the Albia defensive half. Michael Shocker with the ball in front of the net. Nice centering pass.
Offsides.
Yep, they got an offsides. Centerville just got caught a step behind the defenders for the Blue Demons. Cody Wynn did a nice job with the defensive trap there. Made a move just before the Centerville kicker, but it put a strike on the ball. So the lineup as we have it on the field right now is Mason Cox is playing left forward. We have Ethan Gray playing right forward. Cody McCarty, Jordan Crawl.
Colton Dorpinghouse
getting some time as a freshman on the field here on the varsity level. We've got on the right side Aaron Ambrose at midfield. Jordan Crawl checks back into the game, replacing Cody McCarty as we speak. Ethan Datweiler midfield, kind of playing a defensive midfield position, it looks like. Cody Wynn, Tyler Solinger, and Tanner Kellogg in the back line. And then you have Gabe Gravert manning the net. Nice clearing pass by Cody Wynn up to the left front. Nobody home for the Blue Demons. Centerville will bring the ball in on a goal kick. Brad, the Blue Demons are replacing an awful lot of players from last year. Going to take a little bit of time for them to come together as a team, I think. But I think by the end of the season, we're probably going to have a pretty good shot in the postseason run.
Yeah, they're pretty solid. They're starting to pass the ball a lot better and work together and really see some good things kind of formulating here.
Yep, this team, to me, last year we had the benefit of having eight seniors that had played an awful lot of soccer together, replacing first-team All-Stater like Derek Rockwell with a team record for goals and assists in a season, Brady Anderson with the all-time record for goals scored in his career, two back-to-back state tournament appearances. For most teams, that'd be a daunting task to try and replace that, but I'll tell you what, I've got high hopes for this squad. I think our young guys have got it. This year they're going to gel an awful lot.
Yep, they've showed a lot of character. The game they did lose, they lost the first game, wasn't it, down in Fairfield in overtime, I believe.
Yep, 2-1 on an overtime. Kind of a defensive breakdown, I think.
It's just in the middle there and just kind of.
Unfortunately, we get you get one or two of those in a very tight game, and that could spell disaster for you. But here's a young man that's going to be fun to watch. I think Shad Alesh, and a sophomore. This team's awfully young. We only have five seniors, I think, on the whole roster, and I believe eight or nine juniors, if I count correctly on the roster, Brad.
Yeah, I've never really counted. I know playing a few sophomores out there, and like I say, one freshman's out there right now.
Yep, it's awfully good. Bright future. We've got Albia. The Blue Demons have the ball. Should have a throw-in from the deep left wing here. And we've got Jordan Crawl set up in the middle of the net. Shad Alesh makes a chase towards the sideline to try to get the pass. Off the head of Crawl into the middle of the field, cleared by Centerville's. Let's see who that was. Number two is Noah Cateney. It's a name I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, Centerville's numbers are hard to read tonight. We forgot our binoculars, so they're wearing red jerseys with black numbers, and they just don't stick out quite as good.
But the black numbers aren't solid black.
They're just lines.
Kind of a crazy thing. So, Blue Demons, Dorpinghouse puts the ball nicely into the center, up by the 18, headed back by Centerville. Now we've got Ethan Grave on the right side. Throw in for the Blue Demons, out of bounds off a defender from Centerville.
Nice.
Nice throw right to the feet of Jordan Crawl. Good save by the goalie. It was an awesome shot by Jordan Crawl. It was a great setup pass by Ethan Gray off the throw-in, though. It was unbelievable the way it came right to Jordan's feet.
And Centerville goalie's a freshman, I believe. He's one of Caleb's friends from down in Centerville. Play baseball with him.
Yeah, I believe he is. Centerville's goalkeeper tonight is Quinn McClurg, I think, and he is a freshman.
That's not their normal keeper they had last week.
Yeah, Colton Mihaljevic is their normal keeper, and I'm not sure if something happened to him because he's not in the starting lineup at all tonight. So actually, he's on the field now. He checked in. Ball in the middle of the field. Shad Alesh comes up with the deflection off Colton Dorpinghouse's foot.
We're at the halfway point.
Center pass from Leshen intercepted by Centerville. Cleared back up by Cody Wynn, and then headed out of bounds nicely by Centerville. Blue Demon throw in. We have just under 20 minutes, 19:45 left in the first half. Once again, Blue Demons lead 1-0 on a scramble in front of the net. We got one put in, and we still have not got the determination as to who actually got that goal.
I don't stop. Okay. Yeah, it was either a friendly goal by Centerville or Ethan Gray was down there. He kicked at it, but it looked like Centerville was between him and the goal. And I don't know if he kicked the Centerville kid and it went off him. But it looked, anyway, we scored it for Albia.
That's the main thing. It went in our
pocket.
Took
a little pressure off to score quick like that.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't get lazy.
Absolutely. And the Blue Demons with wholesale substitutions. I think Coach Graver's keeping some fresh legs and anticipating, as we have over the years. Games with Centerville, these soccer matches with Centerville, typically turn into a little bit of a dogfight before it's all said and done. So
they can get a little bit physical at times.
They can get physical, and it's always competitive. Doesn't matter which team's up, which team's down. It's a competitive match. So it should be a fun night tonight on the soccer field.
See, Skylar Bettis is up at right forward now.
Yep, Skylar Bettis checked in. Had a nice throw in back to Cody McCarty. Centers it beautifully for Jordan Krall. Oh, we've got an offside call. It was nice header attempt on Jordan Krall off of that centering pass by Cody McCarty. Unfortunately, Mason Cox, off of the deflection, was caught in an offside position, just didn't get back quite quick enough. But he was in the right position to get that goal on the loose ball. Free kick out by Centerville to midfield. Michael Shocker with the ball at his feet. Played up to...
Nice pass.
Played up to Nick McCann, shot on from the right wing, wide right. Gabe Gravett will play it out on a goal kick for the Blue Demons. It was a nice run by Centerville. We haven't seen a whole lot of action on this on our defensive end, Centerville's offense.
Yeah, they've had two good runs tonight so far. They got some pretty good speed up there.
Yeah, the Shocker boy is pretty talented. The Stufflebeam boys are good.
Number 13 is pretty fast, too. I don't know.
Yes, he is. McCann.
Yeah.
Yep, Nick McCann. He's a pretty fast player as well, but they're very young. Centerville brings a lot of young kids to the lineup today. Cleared out nicely by Tyler Solinger up to Cody McCarty in the middle of the field. Defended hard by Stufflebeam. Played back by the Blue Demons to Cody McCarty at the midfield stripe. Launches one forward to Skylar Bettis on the wing. Defended nicely by Centerville. Centerville now at the midfield stripe going the other direction. Centerville's got good ball skills. Brad,
they do.
Terrific job possessing the ball. Played forward to the left wing, cleared out nicely by Tyler Solinger for the Blue Demons. It'll be a Centerville throw-in, just about at the 18-yard mark, looking for a throw-in. Typically, what teams will do on this, they'll either go backwards to set up a long kick, making the defenders move a little more quickly, or they'll throw the ball right at the net. Let's see what Centerville does on this possession, Brad. In the past, for Centerville, they've had a big foot, or a big foot that they put up towards the front, and a big head in Caleb Baker. That, you know, he's a tall kid that could get his head on the ball. So, and they do the same philosophy again, right at the net, intercepted by Jordan or Gabe Gravert very nicely in the net.
They had a good play going there.
Had a nice run. Had a real nice run by Stufflebeam going right at the post at the far post.
About a half a step behind, and
Jordan Krall now going the other direction, started nicely by Gabe Gravert. Intercepted and played out, cleared out by Centerville. And then a nice run from Jordan Krall, towards Mason Cox. But the goalkeeper from Centerville makes a nice play to stuff the drive. Cody Wynn misplays at midfield slightly, and Solinger there to pick up the slack for us.
Nice
up to Henderson.
Andy
beautiful,
Henderson.
Beautiful one-touch
Cox.
Pass. That's a good crossing pass from Cox to Jordan Krall.
Oh.
That goalkeeper from Centerville just came out and saved a goal because Jordan Krall was lining up the header to just tap it backwards right into the net, and the keeper came right up over top of Jordan's head and took the ball away from him.
The only benefit was the goalkeeper to use his hand because both of them went up pretty high. But
nice save by Cody Wynn. Ball was teetering right on the touchline on the sideline, and Cody Wynn saved it before it went out of play, played it right up to Mason Cox. Now Centerville intercepts the pass.
Uh-oh.
We'll have a foul on Cody McCarty on the inadvertent trip. No yellow card or anything going to be awarded on that. Centerville now with a free kick about 10 yards past the midfield stripe on their defensive end. But watch for Michael Shocker to break away from the pack on the front line here and make a run. Solinger with a nice job. Stufflebean actually was the guy that they went to because Solinger stepped right in front of Shocker and kept him from moving to the net.
I don't know if they meant to cross it to the left there, if the wind just
took it. I think the wind might have helped him out a little bit, but Stufflebeam definitely had a better cut at the net. Okay, we got Blue Demons cleared the ball out of play over the touchline on the side, so it's a throw-in for the Centerville Big Red. Not sure what the official's talking to Jordan Krall about. But now
might
we've
have
got
been some chemistry issues out there between...
could have been. He just got carded. Jordan Krall just got awarded a yellow card, so he gets... By Iowa High School, by Iowa High School Association rules, the person being served a yellow card has to go to the bench for 10 minutes of game time. Jordan's taking his own time getting off the field. I'm not sure. We've got a lot of confusion here. I'm confused because the player hasn't even left the field yet. The referee's not paying attention.
I stopped the clock, and they threw the ball, and I wasn't sure. I'm running the clock as well as trying to talk a little bit and watch the referee.
Centerville went ahead and threw the ball into play, and they were attacking at the net as if they were ball was in play, but the official was nowhere to be found.
They must have seen that on SportsCenter and worked somewhere over in Europe or something. I don't know.
A lot of times, if the ball's been placed, it's good to go. So
there we go.
Well, nice high play on the ball. Good play by Gabe Graver. That they were playing into the sun on that one. That was going to be a tough one for Gabe to spot if it would have had another player in front of him. Cleared out nicely by Graver. However, number two, Noah Coatney, another freshman for Centerville, played the ball at midfield up to Stufflebeam. He's got a nice shot. Played nicely by Gabe Graver. Stopped right on the six-yard hash.
I don't like the... Centerville guys are getting some shots there about a little past 18 to 20 yards away. They're letting them have some space.
Yeah, there's not much defensive pressure there by the Blue Demons. There's a nice recovery by Tyler Solinger, come over to help out the defender as Tanner Kellogg, I believe it was, attacked the ball. Centerville offensive player got past him, and then Solinger comes across the backside and swipes the ball before he gets another shot. But you're right, Brad. An awful lot of opportunities for the Centerville Big Red here.
That shouldn't be there. I mean, we should have those covered, I think. They're not doing anything special to get open like that. It's just we're just
absolutely
giving them a little bit of space more than we need.
Yep. Centerville now with possession of the ball at the midfield stripe. Plays it up towards Stufflebeam on the left wing. Out of play. Be a Blue Demon throw-in. Another substitution for the Blue Demons. It is Ethan Gray checks in, replacing Skylar Bettis, I believe.
I tell you, it looks so good to go over there and see all those white shirts. Albie's program is really growing. The numbers over there, and it's unfortunate Centerville's numbers. They only have maybe five or six subs here.
Yeah, the Centerville's not fielded enough to put on a true JV contest. It's or maybe a true varsity contest, one or the other. I don't know which way you'd want to put it, but basically it's just 15, 16 kids that are on the roster. It's hard to split into two teams and get enough playing time. You know, not too much playing time for all the kids, actually. So you're only going to probably get another half of JV tonight, is my guess.
Yeah, 30-minute half, so we're playing.
Yep. Andy Henderson fighting for the ball on the left midfield stripe. Good battle by Andy. Mason Cox will throw the ball in after the deflection by Centerville. We're bringing the ball back. Apparently the referee called for a substitution prior to the throw-in, so we're bringing it back. We have Bobby Belzer checks into the lineup, replacing Ben Baker for the Blue Demons. Bobby's a tough little defender.
Yes, he is.
He gets
fast
right after it. Yep, he's fast.
Not afraid to mix it up a little bit.
Yep. Cody Wynn with a great throw to the middle, just over the head of Cody McCarty. However, Centerville misplays the kick, and it goes right back to McCarty's head for a header and played nicely by the goalkeeper. Centerville's freshman goalkeeper is pretty active in the net.
Quinn's played a lot of soccer. He plays in the fall league, of course, and he takes it pretty serious. He's fast, too. He's got a lot of speed.
Yeah, he covers a lot of ground back there in the box. It's kind of amazing to see a guy move that quick. Nice play by Mason Cox at challenging the ball in the middle of the field. Centerville plays it up. Tanner Kellogg tries to deflect it back. A little back-and-forth action there at the midfield stripe. Centerville plays it back out again. Andy Henderson heads one backwards to Cody Wynn. Worked out beautifully. Now at the feet of Datweiler. Ethan Datweiler, a kid, multi-sport kid here.
Yep.
Back on the field tonight. Missed the last game with Centerville due to a track meet. So good to see Ethan back on the field. He would have made a big difference on the field last week, even though it was a 4-1 win for the Blue Demons. Nice breakaway opportunity there taken away by Cody Wynn. We'll have a foul on Wynn. Uh-oh. And it looks as though we're going to stop the clock and Cody Wynn's going to get a yellow card.
Looks as though
the official feels that was a little too aggressive, didn't play
then
the ball.
Then he took advantage away, I think, is part of the main problem. Yep. He thought he was going to get a breakaway there.
It was an opportunity where Centerville had played the ball into the right corner nicely, but I'm not sure that the Centerville kid would have had the opportunity to win the ball back because Albie's defense was collapsing pretty hard on the ball. But, you know, probably a fair enough yellow card. Cody Wynn will sit down for 10 minutes. So we now have Wynn and Crawl on the bench. We have Colton Dorpinghouse back on the field now, replacing Wynn. Centerville with a free kick at about 30 yards away. Nice hook in front of the net. Gabe Gravert's going to have to challenge. He does right before, right in front of Stufflebeam, I believe, is who that was making the charge. Again, it's hard for me to see those numbers, but it was a nice play by Gabe Gravert coming out into that sun and into that traffic and playing that ball cleanly. Centerville plays the ball out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Looks as though Tanner Kellogg, TK, is going to take that throw. Blue Demons aren't doing much moving right here to get open for him, so it's going to be hard to find an open passing lane. Somebody's going to have to make a break to find an open spot for him to pass it to. There's a nice throw into traffic, right to Ethan Gray, but it was into traffic. It was a good throw, actually. It was on the line. Now Centerville and Albia fighting at midfield. Challenged nicely by Centerville off of Dorpinghaus kick. Oh, there's a nice play. Centerville plays it out to the wing. Nobody home on the right side for them. And there's Bobby Belzer clearing the ball back to midfield.
Got a counter coming maybe here. Nope.
Yep. That was a nice challenge, though, by Centerville. Beat Cody McCarty to the ball. Another throw-in going to be awarded for the Blue Demons. Mason Cox challenged that one and forced the Centerville Big Red defender to head the ball out of play. Boy, I think Cody McCarty, yeah, the AR has him for the same bad throw that I did. But now the official, after a serious challenge on the net by the Blue Demons, the referee bad throw-in by referee calls the bad throw-in on Cody McCarty. He didn't come back clear over top of his head. As soon as he threw it, I recognized that as being a problem, but the center official didn't catch it until probably 10 or 15 seconds later, it felt like to me. So after the call, the play reverses right at the same spot where the original throw-in happened, and Centerville has the throw-in now after wholesale substitutions. Too many for this guy to keep track of, Brad. Centerville yep. brought several on the field. Albia brought a few on the field, and in a second here, we'll reset the start. Lineups
McCarty
on
with
the
a
field.
Nice steal there.
Right back to the center defender, played to the middle of the field, right to Colton Dorpinghaus, who heads it nicely. Dattweiler challenged, lost control of the ball, and now we've got Bobby Belzer in a basically a war with Stufflebeam trying to get back to see who was going to get that ball. I'm sorry, that was Neil Kaler with the ball. Now we've got another foul called against the Blue Demons, so we've got a
free
foul.
Kick.
Foul against Tanner Kellogg, raked him from behind. Not foul level to the point where you get a card, though, Brad. It was a good aggressive play, but a little too much body came with
it. Not quite a body check, but it was in the family.
It was in the family. Yeah, that's exactly right. Colton Mihaljevic with free kick towards the net. Gabe Gravert comes out at the edge of the goalie box.
I think Centerville practices their set plays quite a bit, looks like. They do some pretty good execution on those.
Tino Tironas, the coach of the coach of Centerville Big Red, has done a nice job with set plays for years, and he likes transition as well. But he likes to do the set plays off of free kicks and throw-ins, and nothing wrong with that. That's kind of a
lot
sweet
of games
spot
are decided with those free kicks. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's where a lot of points are scored, a lot of goals. So a lot of action in front of the net. We got a throw-in for the Blue Demons again as it's cleared out. We have 7 minutes left in the first half. The Albia Blue Demons are leading Centerville tonight 1-0 here at the Albia Soccer Complex off of a goal that's yet to be decided on our side who got it, whether it was an own goal or whether Ethan Gray or I believe Andy Henderson was in the foray, too, to try and get that ball. So now we have another ball kicked over the end line by the Blue Demons, so it'll be a goal kick coming out. McClurg will kick it out for the Centerville Big Red. See a lot of the Blue Demon players, Brad, holding their hands over their eyes here, trying to find out where that ball is going to be heading, right, looking right into the sun.
Yeah, Albia's heading west right now.
Kick that ball straight out of bounds. Not much of an opportunity for anybody to play it, so Albia had a throw in, and then
now we're going to get a corner.
We've got a corner kick as it's headed over the end line.
See what Albia can do with their set play.
Cody McCarty, senior leader for the Blue Demons, is going to take this corner kick, and this is where last week's game broke open. We were down 1-0. There's less than a minute left in the first half. McCarty launched one in front of the net, and Jordan Krall headed it in, tied the game up, and really changed the momentum of that game because Albia was a little lackluster at the time, and then that score really brought him back. Centerville allows the ball to go over the end line. Golick brings it back, going to take another goal kick. We should be
had a couple chances down there, just couldn't really piece anything together.
Inside 5.5 minutes left in the first half here on Thunder Country KIIC. Blue Demon Soccer broadcast along with me, Steve Rockwell, is Brad Gray. Beautiful night.
I'm getting hot. I need to take my coat off.
You dressed for being outside, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I've been to a couple games. It's been pretty chilly so far.
Yeah. We had all that 90-degree weather, and every night the soccer matches were on was a cold, windy night.
Yeah, all that down there in Fairfield was pretty chilly.
Yes. Nice shot by Ethan Gray. Whether you call that a shot or a crossing pass, I'm not sure which you want to call it.
If you hit to the far post, anything can happen.
That's exactly right.
If somebody else gets it, that's good. If not.
Mason Cox was right up there to get it, just in case, but it just squeaked over the end line before Mason could get his foot on it.
Well, we got the ball. Oh, there we go.
We're coming right back at it. Ethan Gray, Mason Cox, you know, Jordan Crawl, Cody McCarty, all those guys are going to be asked to score this year. There's no doubt about it. They're going to try and find ways to score that elusive goal that we worked so hard to get. Oh, there's a nice header upfield by Centerville. Then shots just wide left. Gabe Gravert had the angle cut off pretty well on it anyhow. But, boy, Centerville is really good at they're efficient at taking care of the ball once they get up here. They get their shots every time they get the ball into that 18-yard area.
Looks like Jordan's out of jail.
He got his get-out-of-jail-free card, and he's back on the field. Replaces Colton Dorbinghouse, who did an admirable job. Very good job by a freshman coming out on the field. Tyler Solinger takes the goal kick coming out. Headed back by Centerville. TK jumps and misses the ball, and then played out nicely by Datweiler. Headed back again by Centerville, right to Solinger. Deflected by Michael Shocker from Centerville, and then that's
like
Anthony Tuttle.
I thought.
Yep, Anthony Tuttle must have kicked it out of play, is what their story is. And so Centerville had a throw in, which is right at the net. And Gabe Gravert comes out of the box and corrals the ball. So Gravert with a kick. I think he kind of missed that one off and got that one on the side of the foot. Went right to a Centerville defender. Shocker went out with the ball at midfield. Not much. There's a challenge by McCarty for it. Finally asking Shocker to pass the ball.
Cody Wynn intercepts Andy Henderson. Andy Henderson, I'm sorry.
Yep.
They both have green shoes, I think.
Yes, they do. Now Centerville. There's Ethan Gray with corrals a loose ball, gathers it in, lifts it just about a step or two in front of Mason Cox, but it was a nice play. Mason would have been one step closer. I think we'd have had a real scramble in front of the net for that loose ball to put it in. That is Shocker. The pass was behind Shocker. It looked like it was going to be a good attempt again. Shocker runs a lot of angles. He's not a straight up and down the field guy. He runs a lot of angles. There's a nice pass to the right wing. Probably an ill-advised shot by Shocker. He was probably about 26, 27 yards away and didn't get a strong foot on it.
Didn't have the leg for something like that.
No. So it was kind of while it looked pretty going in, it was an easy corral for Gabe Gravert. Oh, that was a nice pass by Jordan Crawl to Ethan Gray. Stepped in front. One step in front was the Centerville defender to clear it out. Centerville now with the ball at the midfield stripe. Got Shocker running middle of the field. You got Kaler running the right side.
Oh, that's out.
It's out of play. Blue Demon throw in. Nice defense by Bobby Belzer.
Got about 2 minutes left in this first half.
Datweiler's going to take the throw in here. And Albie's just taking their time a little bit here. They're no big hurry. Want to run this last couple of minutes off. Don't let Centerville get any big pushes. Centerville, nice. Again, great ball control by Centerville. Yeah. When they get possession, which is not that often in the first half here, when they do get possession, though, they handle it well. Headed out nicely.
Center midfielder or defender for Centerville is pretty tough. He reads the ball real well.
Yep.
He stopped several of our attacks.
I think we just got a call. Tuttle just need Michael Shocker. I think they banged knees together, but they got the call against Tuttle.
He's still on the clock.
No stop on the clock here at this point because it was just not a true injury substitution. It was just a free kick play. Nice ball off of the free kick up into the front, into the 18 box. Cleared out nicely by Bobby Belzer. Again, that boy, Belzer's really after it. I mean, he covers a lot of ground in a short period of time. Another nice play by Centerville, clears the ball back to midfield. Andy Henderson then clears the ball out of play, so it's a throw in for the Big Red. Right at the midfield stripe, there's a good lead pass intercepted by Solinger. Another centering pass by Centerville. Stolen away. And oh,
Centerville gets a goal.
That was a really nice play.
Stuffelbeam boy, I think. I think so.
Really nice play. It was one where there was a little confusion. Got somebody turned around backwards, lost a half a step on the defensive side.
Yeah, Gabe came out for the ball, and then one of our defenders just kind of tapped it, and Centerville got it back.
Yep. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate you can't finish that last 25 seconds off of the half. But Centerville, give them credit. They were scrambling the whole time, got the ball, and lofted it right over top of Gabe Gravert's head and finished it off to tie the game 1-1. Looks like we've got a nice push by Ethan Gray coming up here.
Got a bad touch. The ball.
Yep. Pushed the ball off to the right. Now we got Solinger chasing it down. We'll probably clear it out, and that'll be right at the end of play here in the first half with 2 seconds left. And that'll be the end of the first half, Brad, where the Blue Demons outplayed Centerville for the majority of the first 40 minutes. But we end up tied at 1-1 at the break.
Yeah, that was just an unfortunate set of situations. To me, we're playing a little lazier in the back sometimes than we do normally, and maybe we'll get fired up here the second half. But we've, I think, given some of those shots when we should have been taking those away.
Absolutely, absolutely. What we're going to do right now is we're going to send it back to Scott Fry in the studio, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you here on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC with more Blue Demon Soccer. Welcome back to the Albion Soccer Complex tonight on a beautiful Tuesday evening. Brad Gray along my side. Brad, it was an interesting first half. Let's recap a little bit as to what happened in the first half.
Well, we started off good. We scored.
About a minute and a half in, and yeah. You and I still haven't decided. We're still having a debate.
I asked one of the referees, but I couldn't understand what he's saying. He thought it was an own goal, but he's not the center ref, so he don't know how he scored it. So
okay, so we're gonna go officially right now. We're calling it an own goal by Centerville, yeah. Not an Albion kid getting the goal. Then one of the Centerville defenders kicked the ball into the net. That was a minute and a half into the game. The about the next 38 and a half minutes, though, by my calculation, the Blue Demons outplayed Centerville pretty well.
Yes,
I mean,
the ball was on their half. We was attacking, but just a few little counters, and they did really well.
They got that goal with 24 and a half seconds left in the 24.7 left in the first half, the equalizer, which is what we did to them last Tuesday night in Centerville. We got that goal to change a 1-0 game, which was kind of a momentum changer. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that the Blue Demons don't have that same fate tonight, to where we come out harder in the second half than what Centerville did down there.
Yeah, I just don't see them playing with a sense of urgency right now yet tonight. They're I'd like to see them maybe they got a little pep talk here at half, and hopefully the second half we'll see how they've been playing. They'll fire up again here and
absolutely
get her done.
Well, we're getting about ready to get back to the kickoff. We're going to send her back to the studios, and we'll come right back for the beginning of the second half here at, on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country.
Uh-oh.
Welcome back to the Albion Soccer Complex.
You gotta reset it.
Tonight, the Albion Blue Demons are playing the Centerville Big Red. At the half, the Blue Demons are tied 1-1. We started the game very strong with a goal with a minute and a half gone in the first half, and then immediately preceding the half with 24 seconds left, Centerville got one in from about at the 18-yard mark, lofted one over Gabe Gravert's head in the net to tie the game at 1. Blue Demons with possession to start the second half. Brad Gray alongside me for this match. Brad, second half, we've got the sun at our back, so the Centerville keeper is going to have a hard time seeing this ball when the sun gets down just a little bit further.
And Quinn wears glasses, too, so maybe that glare will help us a little bit.
Well, we'll take that. Freshman goalie in the net for Centerville tonight, Quinn McClurg. Albion with a nice push. Mason Cox took the ball into the 18.
Corner kick for Albion.
Cleared out by Centerville. Corner kick for the Blue Demons now. And this is a set play, as we were discussing during the half. The corner kick is a play, really, that soccer teams need to practice almost nonstop, in my opinion. I mean, a lot of the gameplay during the field, on the field of play, is huge, but the corner kicks,
Mason Cox is down there kind of messing with the goalie a little bit.
That was a nice ball. I'll tell you what, Cody McCarty put that ball right in the center of the net. Looked like he was trying to put that ball in by himself, but McClurg had got his hands on it and flicked it right up over the crossbar. So we got another corner kick coming from the opposite side this time. Cody, I think Cody McCarty wanted to
take that one.
Yep, Cody wanted to throw the ball back his side again. He wanted another shot at it, but Ethan's going to take it on the opposite side of the field. So on the south side of the field here, Ethan's going to line up. But now let's watch for Grady McCarty on the backside. There's a nice ball.
Oh, he slipped.
Jordan Crawl slipped on his way into the net. It was a beautifully placed ball by Ethan Gray. That ball will be cleared out of play. It'll be a goal kick for Centerville. Assistant ref and the center official both kind of hesitated a minute but made the call saying it's Centerville kick. So Albia retreats back towards the midfield stripe. Mason Cox directing traffic out there, pointing out where the open guys are. Now it's McClurg with the kick. Launches it right up to the midfield stripe, just over the head of Colton Mihaljevic. Cleared up nicely by Colton Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus getting the start in the second half here. Played up nicely. Mason Cox just overruns the ball. Andy Henderson lifts one back to... That's a nice ball. That's a really nice ball by Anthony Tuttle, actually made the play on the net. Put the ball into the center of the net, played out by Quinn McClurg. Tanner Kellogg plays the ball back into the offensive half for the Blue Demons. Centerville scrambling with McCarty. Nice battle right there between the two players. Nice clean battle. Be a throw in for the Big Red. That's one where right there Centerville threw the ball in with no one where they threw it, Brad.
Yeah, that was I don't know what they were thinking there on that one. Maybe somebody was out of position, or
I don't know for sure.
He threw
on
the
that.
Space, but there was
not a player.
Nobody
not,
in the space.
Definitely not a red jersey. Maybe he saw Datweiler's red shorts.
Nice pass up.
That was a real nice ball to Ethan Gray up near the end line. Cleared out of play.
Corner.
For a corner kick. Ethan Gray lines the ball up inside of the arc, the one-yard arc that's on each corner. That's the area within which you can set that ball before you place the corner kick.
Now Cody McCarty's coming over to take it.
Let's see what the lineup looks like. We've got Tuttle on the back, on the front side, on the near side. You've got Solinger creeping up towards the arc. Mason Cox running through the net. Didn't quite clear the Centerville defender's head. Otherwise, Jordan Crawl was in position to take a crack at it. Cleared out by Centerville. Michael Schocker giving chase, but played out by Colton Dorpinghaus.
That's Ethan Datweiler. Colton's 23. That's three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. You are correct. Centerville plays the ball up. Cleared out by Cody Wynn. Cody Wynn's had a nice night tonight.
Yes, he has.
A very good night. Keeping everything in front of him, not letting anybody get behind him, and beating him towards the net.
Several kids really can throw that ball pretty far.
That's something they practiced, obviously.
So apparently there was time or the substitution. They get to do it again.
35 and a half minutes left here in the second half with the Blue Demons tied with Centerville 1-1. On a beautiful night. Beautiful night for soccer here in Albia. A little bit of wind, but boy, the temperature's just about right, Brad.
Yes, it is.
Jordan Crawl with a nice play. Tried to save it over the sideline, over the touchline on the side, so it'll be a throw-in for Centerville again. Nice throw, a little too long. Headed out nicely by Tyler Solinger. Cody McCarty gets it. Sends it ahead to Ethan Gray. A little mishandled by Gray there, but he's quick enough to get back at it. Cleared out again by Centerville, headed by Cody McCarty out of play. Be another throw-in for the Big Red. Centerville comes into the night 0-5, Brad. Blue Demons came into the night 1-2 with a win last Tuesday night over Centerville. It was a great turnaround match for the Blue Demons. Started to see a little confidence. After Coach Gravert made a change, pulling second-team All-State goalie Jordan Crawl out of the net, put him on the field, and put Gabe Gravert in the net.
Yes.
Put the net back in capable hands with Gabe and gave yourself a little bit more physical presence
offensive,
out on the field.
Yeah, a little more offensive threat with Jordan. Definitely.
Good battle out there between Andy Henderson and one of the Centerville players. Again, folks, we apologize to the Centerville fans that are listening. We can barely see those numbers on the back of those jerseys. It's very hard to pick up from this distance, and especially on the other side of the field.
Yeah, it is tough.
We got a looks like a corner kick for Centerville, and I can tell by the posture of that young man, that's Michael Schocker out there, going to take this corner kick for the Big Red. Blue Demons have got seven back, plus the goalie, trying to keep things. There was a little bit of contact. I think Centerville was looking for a foul in the box. looked like a great no-call to me.
Yeah, I think they were both going after the ball. We play a little more physical-style soccer. The referees are doing us, and they're not doing too bad tonight. Usually we get quite a few penalties. Of course, I guess we got two cards tonight. But
we do have two cards, yes.
Yeah,
right.
I never looked at it. But usually we get called for a lot of little petty stuff. But
yep.
They've been kind of letting them play tonight a little bit.
Fortunately, both of our yellow card players are back on the field.
Yeah.
Jordan Krall and Cody Wynn are back on the field. So didn't hurt us.
No.
Didn't hurt us having those two guys on the bench. The subs came in and played admirably. Got a shot by Centerville, went over the crossbar. Solinger with the goal kick coming out, plays it up to Jordan Krall. Mason Cox at midfield. Centerville comes out of the scramble with the ball, but Solinger turns it back the other direction. Now back to Tanner Kellogg, who plays it up to midfield. Jordan Krall heads it to himself, basically now. Now he's going up the left sideline. 1-on-3. Nice pass up to Mason Cox. Little bit out in front of him. Couldn't quite get the stretch on the foot to corral it back in. Centerville clears it out, though. After that, Cody Wynn throw in to Cox. Cox playing in the left front corner. Deflected off of Centerville. We'll have a corner kick again for the Blue Demons. Again, we can't stress this enough how important these corner kicks are. They don't happen very often during the game, traditionally, Brad. Because everybody knows you don't clear the ball over the end line.
Yeah, that's not something you really want to do.
Yeah. So everybody's starting to get this game figured out in the area that says, you know what, corner kicks are vital. So you don't want to clear the ball off of the end line. Nice play by that. Oh, my goodness. Cody McCarty with a really nice corner kick. Set that ball right on the back post, on the far post for Jordan Krall. And Jordan's head, he got his head on it, but it just went over the crossbar. It was a real nice-looking play by the Blue Demons. With the ball going over the crossbar, out of play, it now becomes Centerville with a goal kick coming back out. Looks as though substitution for Centerville.
He's rotating his kids pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Trying to keep them fresh.
Yeah, he's putting some JV kids out there on the field that aren't listed on as far as numbers on the roster. I can tell you that, a couple of them. Cleared out of play by Centerville, Blue Demon throw in. It's, I guess we're coming back. They weren't ready for that throw in to be taken just yet. We've had more restarts tonight in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what's all up with that.
Not sure. This time we throw it in backwards to Ethan Datweiler, which is a nice play. Then he launches it up to Ethan Gray.
Handball.
Yep, they call the handball on
Jordan
Krall. Trying to run through the play, and the ball bounces up. It's kind of tough sometimes.
It's the way the ball bounces, I guess, how they look at it.
Yep, yep, the official ruling is it has to be an intentional handball. And in that instance, the ball landed right at Jordan's feet, so pretty hard not to call that one, even though it wasn't truly intentional, but it was one where he gained
an advantage.
Header off of Jordan Krall forward. Looks like he set up Mason Cox, the Centerville defender, with a nice recovery to clear that ball out. Cleared off the side touchline. Throw in for the Blue Demons. Looks like Skylar Bettis checking into the lineup. Shadow Leshen and
Aaron Ambrose.
Oh, Aaron Ambrose, yes. I'm sorry. That was Aaron Ambrose checking into the lineup instead of Skylar. So let's check the Blue Demon lineup. We've got Gabe Gravert in the net. Tanner Kellogg, Tyler Solinger, Ethan Datweiler at defenders. McCarty, Leshen, Krall, and Ambrose at midfield. And then you have Gray and Cox on the front line. Nice forward pass by Centerville looking for a corner angle. Cleared out nicely by
Tanner Kellogg.
We get right to a point where you can't see around the edge of this press box. It's kind of a tough spot. Nice header by Aaron Ambrose, played to Jordan Krall.
Got a high kick penalty.
Yep, got a dangerous play call.
High kick penalty on Albia.
Those are hard to judge sometimes.
Yeah.
Whether they should
soccer,
or shouldn't.
Soccer, you got to use your feet, but yet if you kick too
high.
Can't
get too high.
If another player, a defender's around, yeah. Well, here comes a set play for
Centerville. Yeah, they're going to make a run off the front side and the back side. He didn't get it where he was supposed to. Yep, he didn't get it where it was supposed to go. Nice run through by the midfielder to come back and get the ball, though. Cleared out by Tanner Kellogg. Nice job, kid. And then brought back up. Right now, Centerville's winning the battle of the midfield stripe, which is kind of concerning because that's where the games are won and lost an awful lot. Got a breakaway opportunity. And cleared out nicely by an Albia defender. Came right back to the feet of another Centerville offensive player.
Yeah, we cleared it to the center.
Yes, we did.
That's not to where you're aiming all the time, but...
No, but he made a kick on the ball. He was trying to do something for his team, and unfortunately it went where we don't want it to go traditionally.
Yeah, the way the game's kind of going, Albia kind of seems like we're dominating the ball, then all of a sudden we're kind of lulled, and then Centerville just gets a real quick attack, whatever, wherever they're located there, and it getting really close to the goal a few times.
Yeah, Centerville makes some good plays. I mean, they take advantage of their opportunities. There's a nice steal by Ethan Gray. Plays the ball a little too far out in front of him, allows the keeper to come up and get it. It was just about a quarter of a stride too long on that last dribble, and it kind of took a funny hop, like it hit a spot where there's no grass or something.
Yeah, it bounced off to the right when...
Keeper for Centerville came out. Quinn McClurg made a nice play on the ball, though. He came out aggressively challenging the offensive threat by the Blue Demons. Aaron Ambrose centers the ball up to Baker, who puts it forward to Jordan Krall, to Shadow Leshen, Mason Cox, Cody McCarty. We're in the middle of the field in the 18-yard box with Jordan Krall's foot on it. Nice step in front by the Centerville big red defender, stopping that shot from Jordan Krall. Cleared back out to Solinger, who brings it forward to Ambrose. Deadens the ball beautifully at his feet. Plays it up the sideline. Centerville, Tanner Kellogg with a nice challenge on the Stufflebeam boy from Centerville. Nice run up to the corner by Centerville. And we've got a foul call. Solinger cleared the ball out of play. Not out of play. He cleared the ball forward, and then they stopped play because of a foul, a trip on Centerville on the follow-through. Stufflebeam plays it forward. Nice give-and-go play by Centerville. Unfortunately, a hard first touch on that return pass cost them an opportunity to strike on the net. Gabe Gravert comes out, stops that opportunity. Brad, the Blue Demons are just aren't in rhythm right now, it doesn't
no,
feel
they're,
like to me.
No, they're not flowing as good.
Now, maybe this is where we need it. Jordan Krall's got the ball at his feet at midfield. He's driving up the left side on his own, one-on-one for Krall. Played out of bounds by Centerville.
Albia throw in.
We'll have a Albia throw in. Looks like Mason Cox is going to take the throw. Got a substitution. Looks like Datwiler's
coming in for Gray.
Yep. Ethan checks in for Ethan. Kind of a strange scenario there.
Yeah.
All right. Nice throw in by Cox up front to McCarty, but cleared over the end line by Centerville. Gives Albia another opportunity for a corner kick.
We just haven't been able to capitalize quite yet, but hopefully we'll get something going here.
It's a matter of execution now. I mean, the guys have the last one was beautiful.
It was about as close as it could get.
Now we've got Ambrose on the backside. They play it into the middle to Tanner Kellogg. Oh my goodness! The awkward moment of silence there for Brad and I. We both were waiting for it. Tanner Kellogg headed the ball beautifully up and over the head.
I thought the goalie went into the goal.
I thought he leaned over, but boy, that assistant referee, the AR on the sideline, was right on the line, so apparently it wasn't quite there.
From our angle, we had an Albia angle.
We definitely had the angle, that's for sure. That is for sure. Well, we're back in play here, though. That was a great play by McClurg, the Centerville freshman goalkeeper. Aaron Ambrose, though, at midfield, getting rode pretty hard by McCann. Back to McCarty. McCarty runs it forward to Krall, who heads the ball into the box and corralled by McClurg, the goalkeeper for Centerville. McClurg kicks the ball. Nice kick. Played nicely off the body by Ben Baker at the midfield stripe. Right over to Shadow Leshen. Going up to Mason Cox. Let's see if Mason can win the battle. Looked like a little push. Yep, absolutely. Yep. We got a free kick. Centerville
Don't
called
kick
it a little too much of a push there.
Yeah, he hurried too fast.
Yeah.
We had... Need to set something up for something like this. Now we just got to throw in.
Yeah, the
fast kick don't work when all the defenders are and we have no offense.
There's a place for it, and that didn't feel like the right place to me from my perspective.
I think Jordan explained that to him there afterwards.
Yeah, I think there was a little discussion over what the expectation was for the next trip.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. That's what good
that's
senior leadership will do with good freshman and sophomore players. You know,
that's
they'll teach them what they should do next time they come up to that opportunity. And fortunately, Jordan is a good leader.
Yeah.
Jordan is one of those guys that teaches and talks to you and tells you what the expectation is on a positive note. Jordan Krall wins the ball at the midfield stripe. He's at the 18 now. Goes to the center of the field, hammers it to the right wing to Aaron Ambrose. Just catches a little bit of a hook and goes out of play. It was a nice run by Jordan Krall again. It's nice to see him, Brad, with the ball at his feet
yes.
a lot, and because he's got those foot skills. He really can carry a game nicely up there. Centerville with the ball, plays it out to the left midfielder. Inadvertent pass gets upfield to Tanner Kellogg, who plays it into the box. And McClurg pulls it in. Yep. Now though, here's where the game's changing. We're starting to win that midfield stripe. He owns this whole left side. There hasn't been a ball in about 4 or 5 minutes that he hasn't touched at the midfield stripe. Datweiler making a run.
Albia throw in.
Deflected by Centerville, throw in for the Blue Demons. We've got substitutions. Ethan Gray's coming back in, replacing Mason Cox for the Blue Demons. We're at about the 22-minute mark. Blue Demons and the Centerville Big Red are tied at one here in the second half on this broadcast by Thunder Country KIIC of the Blue Demons soccer. First home game of the year, Brad. It feels great to be here instead
of being
on the road.
I didn't think he's ever going to play in Albia there after traveling. Went to Fort Madison last weekend for the JV tournament.
Yeah, how did that turn out?
Oh, we tied with Muscatine 0-0.
As we're talking, Ethan Gray with a shot on goal. It was a good setup pass, nice hook pass to the left side.
Been nice to go far post on that one. But
yep.
Then we beat Mount Pleasant, and then we tied with Burlington. Burlington had 3 sets of 10. They kept rotating their kids in every 10 minutes, 10 new ones. And we only had 11 players for the whole day.
That's kind of tough to compete
with. Yeah, a couple kids didn't show that we're supposed to, and prom was that weekend, so it was kind of tough. So we went down with 11 players, and I counted 6 of them that had never played soccer last year.
Is that right?
So we really did well.
Awesome. That's a good thing. That's a great sign for the Blue Demon soccer program. I think, what do we have, almost 30 players sign up this year for
soccer?
I think
so, yeah.
That's good numbers. That's an awesome showing for the kids to come out. It means we're building the program the right way. Now we have Ethan Gray coming up, centers the ball, not quite far enough to get to Datweiler, but it deflects off a Centerville defender to get to Datweiler. And now, when it comes down to a foot race, I think I'll take Datweiler about just about anybody on the field right now.
Oh, there we go.
A hold. We're going to have a call there. Datweiler got tangled up with a kid, and as he was crossing over top of him to get the ball, he grabbed his leg. Not much.
So we're getting a free kick here.
Not much you can do to not call that one.
We need to set something up here. We need to crash the net here on this.
Yep.
We've got Ethan and Jordan set up on the left as well as.
Boy, the front side of the net's wide open. Well, now Centerville's got a guy drifting back in. Nice job by McCarty to put the ball in the center of the net. No Blue Demon there to get it. Not sure if Jordan wanted one to be deeper towards the 18 or if he was just.
There we go. That's a
didn't
nice
think
kick
he had a chance
Tanner.
To get to it. Played back down into the box, rolled off the backside of a Centerville defender. We'll have another corner kick for the Blue Demons.
I don't know how many corner kicks we've had today, and we've had a few.
We've had several in the second half. We've had an awful lot of them. But we're going to convert. The laws of averages will catch up with the Centerville defenders. Nice play by the goalkeeper. That ball was set up perfectly for Jordan Krall running into the net. He was making a great crash towards the net. And McClurg plays it out to Stufflebeam, who plays it to Shocker, back to Stufflebeam, who plays it to the right wing, and nobody home on that one.
Give and go up and went on that one.
Yes, it did. We got a substitution here for the Blue Demons. Looks as though we have
Anthony Tuttle.
Tuttle and Henderson Andy Henderson
coming back in, as well as Mason. Cox, yep. Looks like.
Yep, replacing Ambrose, Baker, and Shadow Leshen. So we've got just under 20 minutes to go. Blue Demons and Centerville are still tied at one here in the second half of a big contest. I mean, Blue Demons can get back to 500 tonight and start a run towards well over 500, we believe, Brad.
Nice throw up to Ethan Gray.
Ethan played it nicely to Andy Henderson, struck that left foot out to strike at it, and the ball just drifted over top of his foot. Nice clear out by the Centerville defenders on that trip. Now Tyler Solinger blazed off his chest.
That's a problem.
Got a deflection. Centerville makes a run right at Gabe Gravert, who corrals it in. Stopped a nice run. It was a one-on-three eventually. That was a real nice play by Gravert to come out and make the attempt on that ball and got it solidly in the chest. Another play in the midfield area, and Cody McCarty just got a trip called against him. I thought for sure he was going to signal to stop the clock and give a yellow card on that one, but he did not.
I think he was just saying, let's kind of relax a little
bit. Yeah, tone it down just a little bit.
Stop the clock, did he? Yes.
Now he's got Noah Coatney is down, number two for Centerville. Noah's had a nice game back here in midfield and defender area as well. He played a little bit everywhere. But he's up on his own power. He's not moving that right leg very much.
I don't know why he's talking to Tyler Solinger.
I don't either. That's confusing to me.
Because Tyler was not even in that play, and I don't know if something was said or...
I don't know.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, we're getting to the point now to where one player down for Centerville could be a big problem because, legs are starting to get tired, injury sets in. They don't have near as deep a bench as what the Blue Demons have here. Tino Tronis, the coach for Centerville, asking for a little bit of an explanation as to what the conversation was about, I would assume, but not a yellow card. Nice kick by Centerville, leads him beautifully. Gabe Gravert comes out and challenges. I'll tell you what, if Gabe would have hesitated a little bit longer, that would have been a real interesting challenge by the Centerville player because he was on his own, broke through the defenders. Mihaljevic with a nice block off of Tanner Kellogg's kick. Now we've got a yellow card being given out to number 11 for Centerville. Things are getting just a little bit tense out here. It's like they're trying to push a little too hard. I don't see who number 11 is on this roster.
He's not on the roster.
He has a different kind of jersey. His is solid numbers.
He's a JV player.
But he's not even
on the roster. Not on the JV roster either. So, we'll just say it was a Centerville number 11 that got that call, Brad. Tyler Solinger with the free kick, lofts it up towards Mason Cox. Good play by Centerville to head that one away. Mason didn't really
nice
have much
drop,
to do
Anthony
with it.
Anthony Tuttle back to TK, up to Mason Cox.
Good play by Centerville and
Albie. There we go.
Anthony
Uh-oh,
Tuttle.
Just a quick touch by Centerville, kicked it out of bounds, or we had a nice little attack going there.
Yep, and that's a nice throw into Jordan, back out to Tuttle. Crosses it over to Ethan Gray. Not quite. And there's one, Andy Henderson, coming from the left wing on an errant, on a loose ball on the left side on the far post. And
couple good shots there. I mean, that was a nice execution by Albie. Just wasn't able to get a good enough hit on it.
Yeah, that was one where it was an awkward position where the ball bounced for Andy, and he came up, did a nice job getting his shin on the ball to get the ball at the goalie, but didn't have enough power to get to it. Now we've got a throw in for Centerville on the other end of the field. It advanced very quickly off that sequence of events, Brad.
Yeah, they counter quite well. Get the ball up, and of course we press up to the middle of the field quite a bit. And
there's a shot by Centerville. Nice crossing pass by Centerville, and the kid on the left side didn't quite get to it. Gabe Gravert scrambles to try and get to it out on the left wing, and Centerville cleared it away from him before he could get on it. That was a pretty dangerous opportunity there for
that
Centerville.
That was a missed opportunity. That was should have been almost a score, I'd imagine.
That was one that I bet Tino's wishing that they had back because they had Gabe Gravert out of the net and on the ground all at the same time. Now we've got a goal kick coming up for the Blue Demons as the ball cleared the end line for Centerville. Centerville and Albie both retreating towards midfield stripe here, setting up. Solinger with a nice kick up to Ethan Gray, challenged by Shocker. That's a good matchup right there. Both of them are very determined. Both are strong kids with their feet. Out of play off of Centerville, be a Blue Demon throw in again.
Cody Wynn throws it. Ethan Gray heads it up. Centerville gets it.
Nice backwards header. Nice header by Solinger for ball control rather than just to head it. That's a nice lead
There's
pass by Dattweiler to Mason Cox.
Ethan Gray kicks
Ethan
it
Gray
in.
Gets it. That is unbelievable. That was, my friends, was a goal by Ethan Gray off of a Kind of a loose ball, but Ethan came up, got a strike on it. With that goal that puts the Blue Demons ahead 2-1, we're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio at 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC. While we were away, Ethan Gray took another shot on goal. Just went wide right, but it was another great look at the net, Brad. And the Blue Demons now up 2-1 after Ethan Gray's put-back goal off of an assist by Mason Cox. 2-1 now. Blue Demons are up with 14 minutes to go in what's been a pretty evenly played match here in the second half.
Yes, it has.
First half, we seemed to outplay Centerville quite a little bit, but that goal with 24 seconds left in the first half seemed to change the tide, change
it
the energy.
It kind of deflated us maybe just a little bit.
Yep, now we're back, though,
Is there
I think.
A penalty?
I think we're back.
I think referee just have seems to be doing a little bit of coaching.
I'm not sure the conversation is between the center official and the assistant referee, but he's saying, wind the clock, let's go.
I didn't stop it.
So off we go. It was just a throw in for Centerville. Nice play there by Tuttle. Deflected by Centerville. Out of play. Throw in to Mason Cox.
Off of you.
That's a tough one. Anthony Tuttle was spinning to try to get
wrong
the ball
place at the wrong time.
And Kellogg put one off his back. That was a pretty tough shot he took. Good throw in by Centerville, but a
I think Abby's starting to get a few calls against us now a little bit. We get a little chippy during the game, and then the referee kind of has enough of it,
Hold
and then
it back.
We start getting these little petty calls.
Yeah, that was one that Anthony Tuttle took a little bit too much aggression is what the official said. I thought it looked like a pretty solid defensive play where he got the ball before he got the body. So nice play from Mason Cox to Jordan Krall, who's taken out just outside the box. No call. That was one that
probably should have passed that a little quicker.
He sure should have.
We had an opening. Ethan was right in the middle with hardly anybody close.
If he would have got that ball just a little bit quicker, it would have been good. But I still think we should be taking a free kick from right at the white stripe.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be taking a penalty kick, but I think it should have been a free kick there because Jordan.
Yeah, he was out of the box, but, we should have got a kick there.
Jordan definitely is not a kid who just falls.
No, he's got pretty good running gear under him.
Yeah, that's a nice ball from Jordan Krall to Mason Cox in the corner, deflected nicely by
Ball still alive, still in. Oh, okay.
That'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons. We've got a lot of activity down here on our offensive third of the field here. Nice throw to Jordan Krall. Deadens it beautifully.
Uh-oh.
Played
mistake by
right.
Centerville. Oh, Cody McCarty with a spin kick.
Centerville played it
well,
right
wide,
to McCarty.
Well, still nice attack on the ball.
Yep. Centerville played it right to McCarty's feet, and unfortunately just wide right on the shot. Otherwise, we were looking to put this game on a little bit more on ice. Again, it's 2-1 here on Thunder Country KIIC. Blue Demons are leading the Centerville Big Red in soccer action. Goal kick.
With the goal kick.
Yep, goal kick comes
up. Anthony Tuttle intercepts it.
Jordan Krall now.
Controls it now.
Dribbling into traffic. He's looking for someone to get it to. Nobody's opening up. He's going to have to go backwards with it. He ends up forcing it into the middle sideways. And a nice play by Centerville, actually, because that ball had some steam on it. And the kid chested it right down to his own feet. It was a pretty impressive play. Datweiler cleans it back up, gets it into the offensive third for the Blue Demons.
Now Centerville's very strong defensive line, that back line. They play well together, and they're smart, and a couple of them are really fast.
They do. This team, for a young team, they're very young with only one senior. They actually play an awful lot of soccer together, and you can tell that.
Ethan Gray steals the ball.
Steps right in front of the passing lane and takes the ball. Now he's going to have to go one-on-one to try and get that opportunity. It's a deflection. Great play by the Centerville midfielder that comes back to help and takes
corner
the ball
kick
away from Gray's feet. We got another corner kick here for the Blue Demons. Let's see if we've got the right play this trip to get it in the net. Shadow Leshen checks into the game, replacing, I want to say, Andy Henderson going off the field. So let's set the lineup here on the front half for the Blue Demons. You got Mason Cox playing right inside the arc. Jordan Crawl.
Looks like we're set up pretty good.
Ethan
All the
Gray,
kick a little wide.
Nice play. McCarty sets it for Crawl in the middle of the box, and he heads it just wide left. Otherwise, it was, you know, yet another good opportunity, but there's a lot of pressure around Jordan
Crawl. I think
that
time, the way Centerville was set up, if we'd have kicked her a little closer, I think we might have had a little chance there. They were keying on Jordan, a couple of them, and
yeah,
kind of letting the other kids go.
You have a tendency to migrate as a defender in the box on a corner kick. You have a tendency to migrate towards that tallest kid on the field, don't you?
Beautiful pass by Gray up to Cox. Oh, nice. Just a one touch by Mason Cox, and McClure runs up and grabs it.
It's a nice play by Ethan Gray setting that ball up. Nice play there by Centerville. Sets the ball up. They're running back towards midfield stripe. It was a nice opportunity for an angle pass from the midfield area, but just didn't quite follow through properly. Jordan Crawl with a nice header off the through pass. Cleared out by Centerville.
Albia throw in.
Should be an Albia throw in.
Looks like McCarty's going to throw it in. He's got a good strong arm. 9 minutes left in the game. Albia's throw in but from Cody McCarty.
Cody's taking his time, burning a little clock, getting his feet under him, feeling where the game needs to go, where the pass needs to go. Throws it to Shadow Leshen, right back to McCarty. McCarty plays it up towards the net, cleared out.
Corner.
By Centerville for a corner kick.
I don't know what the deal is, like a magnet. Must be a magnet in the ball and that we put in there for the game, because there's no sense of kicking those to the corner. I don't get it.
That one was a perfect coaching opportunity for Tino Taronis, and it's on his end of the field where he can talk to that young man, and I'm sure he's telling him right now, you had nothing but space around you, no pressure. Why wouldn't you just take your time and get that ball played out of there? That
Quinn McClure with a beautiful defensive play.
That was a nice play by the keeper, but give Cody McCarty his props, because that was a beautiful corner kick. That thing could have went in all on his own if it hadn't been for the keeper deflecting it up and over the crossbar. I'm going to guess he's going to go deeper this time because Jordan Crawl's drifting to the backside. McCarty with the corner kick from the same spot. Leshen jockeying for position in front of the net. Just missed it. Shadow Leshen took the loose ball. He was in the right spot at the right time, Brad. Unfortunately, as he spun, he kind of did a little 180 to get that kick on it, and he just went about what, from our angle, looked like about 6 inches wide left.
Goal kick and stolen by Leshen as Quinn kicks it up.
Gray plays it up. Leshen to the corner. That's right to
up
Jordan
to Crawl.
Ball in the box.
Oh, beautiful.
That.
Unbelievable.
That was a tough sequence of events, but guess what we get?
Another corner.
A corner kick. Tough sequence of events out of that turn of events for the Blue Demons. But
Gray played that ball up to Crawl right on his chest. Crawl put it down to his foot, and then the defender for Centerville just came up, and the goalie came out, and then there was a little bit of mayhem, and the ball went out off of Centerville.
Well, we've set it up again for...
We have Aaron Ambrose coming in now for Anthony Tuttle.
Cody McCarty on the left, on the far northeast corner of the field, getting ready to drop this thing right into the front of the net. Just over top. Hooked it a little too much. So
his leg's probably getting a little tired, I would imagine, all those corner kicks.
I haven't been counting. I'm not the stat keeper for tonight, but I'm going to tell you what, there's got to be about 12 or 15 corner kicks for Albia tonight. There's a whole bunch, and that's a lot of corner kicks in a varsity-level soccer match. Centerville's McClure brings it out on the goal kick. Shadow Leshen, great effort, comes out, chests the ball, but out of bounds.
Yeah, the defensive back in him, he can read the ball pretty good off the foot there. And
there's no doubt about it. Shadow's a great athlete. Cody McCarty
heads out. Well, he lacks in height, he makes up in heart, I guess.
Oh, and physical strength. And there's one that Blue Demons play forward, out of play. Centerville's going to have a throw in.
6 minutes left. Albie just needs to make sure they keep their head on straight, especially in the back line, and not give Centerville a good run at the goal. Put Gabe under any pressure back there.
Another challenge. Centerville plays the ball, chests the ball out of bounds off of a challenge at the midfield stripe. So Blue Demon throw in. Albie again taking their time, being a little bit methodical with this much time left in the game. They want to run as much clock as they can. Don't lose the momentum, of course. Cody Wynn plays it forward, out of play. So it'll be another Centerville throw-in.
Cody must have got some new shoes. He had green there before, now he's orange, so I don't maybe change this here. I always thought.
He's orange, yeah. I'm going to have to pay attention to that. Maybe there was too many guys with green shoes. He had.
There might be
a green shoe rule we don't know about. Played back, Gabe Gravert, nice job, burn a little clock. Picks up the ball in the box, plays
short
it out
punt.
To... Not quite to midfield. Jordan Crawl comes back, challenges, kicks it back to Ben Baker. Baker plays it out of play. Centerville throw in. Inside of 5 minutes, 4:54 left in the game.
Nice steal by McCarty off from Centerville.
To Crawl to Leshen on the left side, midfield.
Oh, needs to pass Leshen's that up
outside, not quite going to get it back out of play. Shadow gets a little bit more. He hasn't played much soccer in his lifetime, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. He gets a little more game time under his belt, a little more practice time. He's going to be a pretty tough feller. Uh-oh. That's a good save by good recovery by Tyler Solinger. Gabe Gravert came out to challenge a shot on the far right wing, and Centerville got it past him, but it was a weak shot. But it was one where Solinger had to come back, otherwise it was a loose ball in front of the net with no keeper. So we're winding down near the 4-minute
mark. That's kind of how we scored our last goal. By Gray, the goalie came out, and he missed the play, and then that left an open goal. So sometimes you can be too aggressive maybe at goal.
That you can. There are opportunities to be too aggressive. So it's going to be corner kick by Centerville. Now we've got a handball on Centerville. So it's going to be a Blue Demon free kick coming out from just inside our own defensive box here. McCarty brings it up midfield, plays it to Shadow Leshen, who steps over the ball to Gray. Gray then unfortunately plays it out of play. Centerville throw in.
Man, Blue they Demons, launch it.
They do have some great throwers. Blue Demons clinging to a 2-1 lead right here. Ball in front of the net. Gabe Gravert comes out and makes a nice play to pick it up. Not much traffic there, but had to come out and get the play on it. Plays it up Mason Cox, who... plays it forward, looking for Ethan Gray to make a run. Almost
just
a steal.
Half step. There's a handball.
Mason Cox playing it
didn't
forward to Ethan Gray, and they got a handball on Centerville.
Oh, the center guy called it.
Yeah. Centerville with a handball.
3 minutes left. Got a Centerville player down. Stop the clock.
Stopping the clock. A little game time. We're going to
getting
it back
a little better at stopping the clock and talking now at the same time. Yeah.
We're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio during this brief timeout here. Should be a quick one. We'll be back to close this out. Blue Demons lead 2-1.
Out.
We're ready whenever, Scott.
Ethan Gray's shot on goal wide left.
We're back at the soccer complex where the Blue Demons are leading 2-1. While we were away, we had Ethan Gray made another shot on goal, but just wide right again. This time we have a Blue Demon player down just outside the box. No call, Brad. Looked like a lot of contact between the legs.
Yeah, pretty physical down there. I don't know. We're trying not to be too biased. But
it's hard not to be.
But I will say these referees this is the fourth game. This is probably the best set I've seen.
They've done a nice job tonight, I think. Jordan Crawl with a nice lift on that ball off to the right wing, just unfortunately hit off the backside of Anthony Tuttle as he was trying to head it to gain control, went out of play. Centerville now with a throw in.
Minute 40 seconds left in the game.
Again, Blue Demons are leading 2-1 here against Centerville Big Red in a rematch from last Tuesday night's win, 4-1 down in Centerville.
Mason Cox steals the ball off a Centerville player. A little bit of pressure up front now.
Centerville brings it up to Stufflebeam. Stufflebeam taking his time, making sure he gets a good pass, plays it to the wing. Nice ball by Neil Kaler. The Blue Demons play it out of play. Minute 11 left. Stufflebeam with the throw. You got to watch out for the guys drifting into the middle of the field here. Blue Demons are doing the right thing by if they do clear it out of play, they clear it out of play.
Yes, out of the side, yeah.
Here we go. We got 56 seconds left. We're on the countdown. Centerville, unusual tactic there by substituting on their own throw-in with less than a minute left to go. Usually you don't, as a coach, you don't burn that time.
No, you want to
give your guys the chance to get it right back into play. Albie clears it out. Centerville brings it right back up. Stolen away by Jordan Krall. And that, friends, is what it's all about right there. Jordan with a field presence to say it's got to go clear to the other end. He booted it down. Mason Cox kicks it out off of Centerville. It'll be a Blue Demon throw-in. And they're going to take their time with 20 seconds left on the clock. Nice throw in to Gray. Gray in the box. This could be a goal, folks, to end the game.
Oh,
it's cleared out nicely by Centerville.
Ethan's had a lot of shots tonight.
Ethan's done a nice job putting the ball on the net, that's for sure. Keeping the pressure on that defense. That's the only thing that makes that defense feel any pressure at all is when the shots are coming at you. We've got inside of that's the ball game, folks. The match is won tonight by the Albie Blue Demons, 2-1, off of Ethan Gray's goal
and near
to put him up
an own goal almost.
And we got the own goal early in the game.
Yep.
So Brad Gray, thank you tonight for stepping
in
last minute.
Yep.
Appreciate you helping me out with the broadcast tonight. Next broadcast, I believe, is going to be not until May 3rd. We'll do another soccer match for the Blue Demons. But tonight, the Albie Blue Demons close out the contest strong. 2-1 win over the Centerville Big Reds brings our record to 2 wins and 2 losses. Centerville drops to 0-6 on the season.
We have 2 more games this week, Steve.
We have 2 more games. We have Thursday night. They play Mid Prairie here in town.
Here in Albie at 5:30, or I can't remember, 5:30, or I think it's 5:30.
I think JV plays 5:30.
JV at 5:30, and then we go down, I believe, to Keokuk on Friday night. I know one of the schedules said PCM, but I think it's Keokuk, but I'm not sure. But it's a 2-hour drive, so I don't think too many people are going to go down there anyway.
Well, at any rate, Brad, it was a pleasure. We appreciate the help on the broadcasts and did a great job, so thank you again.
Well, thank you.
And thanks to Scott Fry back at the studio and all the great sponsors here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. This has been Steve Rockwell and Brad Gray bringing you another Albie Blue Demon victory on the soccer pitch. Until next time, thanks for listening.